Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim filling in for my mama, Billy Brim. Hey, glad you're here. Yesterday we were talking about heavenly ministry. Oh man, I'm telling you what. Did you know that you have a heavenly ministry? We were talking about priorities, and the Lord was discussing with me about priorities if you get them straight. And he reminded me of when I was coaching. We had our priorities straight in baseball, and we won. Well, he wants us to win now. Well, we need to get our priorities straight. And so I said, okay, Lord, I'll preach a good sermon about priorities. I lived it in baseball, and he was just setting me up because my priorities were out of whack. And he asked me to tell me about my ministry, and I said, well, God, you know about my ministry. But I began to tell him anyway. I said, well, champions for Christ, this, salvations, great things are happening. And he said, right after I said that, he said to me, I asked you to tell me about your ministry, and you first told me about your earthly ministry. If you had your priorities straight, you would have first told me about your heavenly ministry. Heavenly ministry? I didn't even know what that was. I never heard of that term before. And the Lord continued to say, because your earthly ministry is very important, but your heavenly ministry will always dictate what happens in your earthly ministry. Well, I wanted good things to happen in my earthly ministry, my calling, my life. Well, he said, your heavenly ministry always will dictate what happens to your earthly ministry, so get them straight. You've been putting your earthly ministry, your calling, and the things you're doing here first. And that was Spiritual Priorities 101. Well, I said, Lord, what is a heavenly ministry? So I began to search, study, Google. I got no result. And so Mom gave me some information on a man who knew all about it, preached about it, studied about it, lived this way, and talked about heavenly ministry. And I said, well, who is this? What is this? And so she gave me the book from John A. McMillan, The Authority of the Believer. Now, some of you are thinking The Authority of the Believer, that's who Kenneth Hagin, he wrote that book. But actually, he got the writings from John A. McMillan. John A. McMillan is the one who really initially got these teaching or got this information from the Lord, because he was the only one who could go into these. He was a missionary going to these demonic villages where evil spirits and stuff would come out of trees, and nobody could go in there with the word of God, but he could because he knew about his heavenly ministry and the Lord taught him about it. Well, so I get this book that we have this book, and we can make it available to you. Mom put it into print, John A. McMillan. You need to get it. We'll give you a special offer of $5 for it if you want to write in. But anyway, I began to read, and in this book it said, the urgent call for the body of Christ, the urgent call for the body of Christ is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, that means you're serious, whose eyes have been enlightened, remember that in Ephesians, to see their ministry in the heavenlies, their heavenly ministry. And I went, whoa, heavenly ministry, this is what the Lord was talking to me about. Which they all have been called. All, that means you who are listening right now, you have a heavenly ministry. And if you want things to go good here on earth, get your priorities straight. Take care of what's going on in the heavenlies. Such believers, whether an intercessor, whether you're a worker at home, whether you're a missionary on the foreign fields, may in union with the great head, that's Jesus, of the body, that's us, and we exercise an authority which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. The powers of the air have to give place. That means the devil and anything, all his low-level devils and all the powers of the air, that means weather situations, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, they cannot challenge you when you are operating from this ministry. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I have got to know what this is about. And I'm telling you, when I begin to operate from this place, my life changed. And I'm so excited that you're listening now and the rest of this week. He continued to say this, McMillan did. This is what he wrote. There are a few subjects relating to the Christian life concerning which there is so little exact knowledge as that of the authority of the believer. That is not because such authority is the property of only a few elect souls. On the contrary, it is the possession of every true child of God. It is one of the all things received in Christ. Its reception dates from the soul's contact with Calvary. Probably because of the extreme importance and all the privileges and responsibilities, and because of the power that the believer has, the enemy has specially sought to hold back this knowledge from God's people. He has been successful through the employment of the blinding tactics, which he has found effective in the case of the lost, who are not, you know, saved, and those who believe not. For it is strangely true that although its principles are set forth in a definite way in the epistles in Ephesians, there is very little grasp of them by the majority of even the most spiritual believers. Now, this is what really is interesting to me. Even the most spirit, there's people right now going, oh, I know about this. I taught six CD series of it. I've known about this for years. He's even saying they're not even really have the knowledge of this. So I go to the Word of God in Luke 10:19, and behold, it says, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So we have been given power. We have been given authority. You know, and I'm thinking, we've got this, but how do we use it? Well, McMillan began to talk about this, and he said, he gave the example of a traffic cop, and I know a lot of believers have heard this example. You know, that policeman does not have the ability to hold back automobiles, but he does have a power that they, that represents him, not just him. It's that badge, it's that uniform and everything behind him. Okay. So if the car wanted to, they could run over that policeman, but you know who they're going to have to deal with? They're going to have to deal with the government, with the federal government, with the police force. They're going to have to deal with a whole bunch of stuff if they try to get away with that, and they wouldn't get away with it. So they acknowledged the power, and that's what he said. See, he said authority is delegated power. That power was delegated to that policeman through his badge and his uniform and everything that backs him up. And he says authority is delegated power, which Jesus said in Luke 19, I have given it to you over everything, scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Well, there's a lot of Christians getting hurt. Well, here's the difference. There's authority and there's power that's been given to us, but it's here's what he says. Now watch this. Authority is delegated power, but its value depends upon the force behind the user. There. Its value depends upon the force behind the user. How much are you using? How much are you forcing this authority? How much? And from where are you doing it from? Now, every Christian has it. But here's how I say it. Are you a Barney Fife with this, with one bullet in your pocket and nobody from the enemy or none of the bad guys, if you ever watched it, was scared of Barney? Or are you Andy Taylor? See, I remember one episode where Barney was trying to get the bad guys, and they were laughing at him, and they were joking with him, and they didn't take him serious. But when Andy came on the scene, and Andy didn't want to hurt Barney's feelings, and Andy wanted to think Barney had power, he would operate from behind the scenes, and those bad guys would see it was Andy and knew he was going to force it. How are you forcing it? That's my question today. That's what the Lord was telling me. This believer who is fully conscious of this divine power behind him, do you know who's behind you? Oh my goodness. If you think the policemen have the whole government and the police force, we have all of heaven. We have all the angels. We have God himself, Jesus Christ from the right hand of the Father. All that there, if you know this and you know what's behind you and all this authority, you can face the enemy without fear or hesitation. Glory to God. Are you kidding me? And so let's go into the scriptures to find a little bit about this place and what are we talking about and where is this authority at? If you read in Ephesians 8, chapter 1, verse 18, it says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to his according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That's where Jesus is right now. And that's where, now watch this, far above all principality and power and might, that's authority, far above all that. And every name that is named, not only this world, but that which is to come. Verse 22, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. That's us, which is his body. The head and body work together. He's the head. Well, they're together. That's where we're supposed to operate from. Our heavenly ministry is at the right hand of the Father. Oh, glory to God, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He's sitting here writing. I hope your eyes get enlightened to know where you're at. And if you didn't get it right there, go to Ephesians 2:4, and he says it again. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's that place right there is where our heavenly ministry, that's the position. We were raised with him. We were raised with him, glory to God. And so that's the place to operate. Now, if you ever heard realtors, what's the most important rule in realty? Location, location, location. Well, that is exactly the most important thing in your heavenly ministry. Location, location, location. Glory to God. Let's see here. I want to read a little bit more out of the book. That there may be no misunderstanding of the Holy Spirit's meaning in this presentation of the truth or the elevation of the Lord's people with their head. That's Christ. He gives it a second time in Ephesians 2, 4, 6, which we read. They are made to sit with Christ in the heavenlies, and he is seated at the right hand of God. His people occupy with him this important position. This honor is not to a chosen few, but it is the portion of all those who share the resurrection. The Son of God is the birthright of every true believer and every born-again child of God. Glory to God. Remember, Jesus said, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's Matthew 28:18. And the right hand of the throne is of God is the center and the power of the whole universe and the exercising of the power from that place. Are you kidding me? And the elevation of his people, that's us with him, to the heavenlies, has no other meaning that they are made sharers. We are made sharers, potentially for the present of the authority, which is his. We are made to sit with him and share this throne, without question, to partake all the authority which it represents. Glory to God. This is the elevation of his people. This is the heavenly ministry. This is where we are to rule and reign. I'm going to tell you something. Satan knows about this place. And we are. Tune in with us tomorrow and the rest of this week of how to take our place. Because it dictates what happens to you down here. And I hope you've enjoyed this brief coaching. It's going to continue on. You got to get in the archives. You can do that, but also on billybrim.org. Or you can just contact us and get more information at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you have any questions or anything, just contact us or call us. We even have an 800 number. It's 800-972-3447. I'm Chip Brim, and my ministry is called, which my earthly ministry is called, Champions for Christ. But my heavenly ministry is at the right hand of the Father, where I am to rule and reign with him. And we're going to talk about how McMillan did that, and we're going to do it as well. This is Chip Brim saying, be strong in the Lord, champion. See you tomorrow.